This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. To hear Daniel Bibb speak of his collection of Russian art icons is to gain an understanding of the hallowed surroundings from where many of the pieces were once displayed. He approaches his personal favorite, currently housed at the Biedenhorn Museum.
Yeah, it's actually a very primitive icon. It's this one right here.
Bibb extends his arm and gestures as if to introduce the piece to a viewer.
And it's the baptism of Jesus. It's very primitive in its painting, but it captures just perfectly that moment, that very, very sacred moment.
He begins to share the story of where this painting and its kiot, the wooden handcrafted display box, would have been located in centuries-old Russia.
This was painted by a monk, and this box was created by a monk, too. So everything was probably created on site. And these kiots are very rare. You can see right here is where a candle burned it. So, I mean, these were actually used heavily.
The icon is one of approximately 200 that Bibb has donated for exhibit at the Biedenhorn Museum in Monroe. Bibb, who resides in Atlanta, Georgia, says the first collection donated to the museum was in 1995. 35 items went on display then, and since, the number of items the museum has seen stands at 400. Murray Biedenhorn, a member of the museum's board of directors, recalls a conversation with John Lawley about how the partnership with Bibb began.
When John indicated that there was an individual in Atlanta that was willing to loan us his collection at no charge, it sounded interesting. So we pursued it.
He says the icon collection enhances the lives of those in the community from both an inspirational and historical perspective.
To me, I think it's an incredibly beautiful and special exhibit, and it is inspirational. It's not something you're going to see everywhere. It's probably Monroe and this museum's only place you're going to see an exhibit like this, and I think that really makes it special.
Even after a partnership over 14 years, Biedenhorn cannot explain Bibb's generosity to a museum in a town where the collector has no connections or ties to the local community. Bibb says the relationship between he and the museum is a perfect fit. The decision to donate has always been about the responsiveness of the museum and the community.
The city of Monroe and the whole area around here has been so enthusiastic. The Biedenhorn Museum, it was just a perfect fit. I keep saying that. They've been extremely gracious and very welcoming.
Biedenhorn Museum Executive Director Ralph Calhoun agrees, noting community response to the icon exhibit is steadfast.
I think everyone is curious about them, and when they come in and see them, they're very interested. They're beautiful objects, and it's something that it brings people back.
As the announced donation to the museum was well received, another exhibit from Bibb will make its way to the Biedenhorn early next summer. Bibb's smile begins to broaden as he describes the upcoming 150 to 200 item collection of mid-European paintings, antiques, manuscripts, and books from the 16th through 20th century.
Some of the paintings, some of the portraits are of major personages in the Golden Age of painting, which was the 17th century. Some of them are life size, 7 feet high, 7 feet wide. Some of these paintings were commissioned by kings and queens, royalty.
The appeal of several historical French items in the collection is, as in Bibb's word, a perfect fit, according to Calhoun. He already anticipates the relevance of the exhibit, given the state's heritage.
I think that the French collection, with names like Marie Antoinette, some of the King Louis, that people will recognize, lend a whole lot to the exhibit.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.